Yeah, of course, they put us under a lot of pressure towards the end, which was understandable. They're a good team. They're going to be there or thereabouts at the end of the season, so we knew it was going to be a test for us today. Compliment to the lads, they changed it after 35, 40 minutes. They changed it another twice in the second half, and I thought we coped with it. Like I said, they were going to put us under pressure, but there was a few scary moments towards the end, but thankfully Big Ooch popped up like he normally does and got us the winner.
What were your thoughts when they got it back to 2-2?
Yeah, bitterly disappointed standing there because I thought we were good for the lead, and to get done on a set piece, one ball in the box, I'd like to look at it again, which was disappointing. But I don't want to dwell on the disappointments. We'll look back at the goals conceded, of course, but in the main, really pleased with the performance as well, because not just the 3 points there, I thought overall our performance was excellent.
Just a word on Uche Ekpeyesi, because we were sitting here after about 60 minutes thinking he's looking a little bit tired, but he kept going, he kept fighting, and then rewarded your decision to keep him on with a brilliantly taken goal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he does look like that, Big Uche. He hasn't got the best running style in the world, but he keeps going, and he'll go for 95, 96 minutes if needed to. There's others in the team that do it as well. Sam Foley, typically against West Brom, looked tired towards the end, but kept going and going, So they've got that work ethic and endeavour to keep going. But no, I thought we made the change at the right time.
And I don't want to single out too many individuals, but the man who, in most people's opinion, rightfully got the Man of the Match award, Anthony Grant. Just a word on him, a great goal. And whenever there's a tackle that needs making, yeah, Anthony Grant's there.
Yeah, that's right. He's been tremendous, since the start of the season for us, and he was again today. And I said to him at half-time, I thought he deserved his goal because of the work rate he puts in and the effort he puts in. And he's always on the front foot making tackles, and I thought he thoroughly deserved that goal, and what a great finish it was as well.
How big a win is this? I'm sure you're going to say it's just another 3 points, but when you've beaten one of the promotion favourites, one of, if not the richest side in the division, that must be a huge, huge confidence booster.
Well, it is, and I've said to the boys at the end, to go and give that level of performance. And I've said, compliment to you that they've had to make the changes that they did. That our lads, by our level of performance, made them do that. So, we've got to take confidence from it, but at the same time, we keep our feet firmly on the ground. It's another 3 points. We've got another great game coming up on Tuesday. And that's all we're focusing on. It's not about whoever we're playing against. It's about the level of performance that we give. And if we give that week in, week out, that how we know we can perform, then we'll win more than we lose.